This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We are at Foxwoods, adjacent, looking out over the casino floor, which is active and hopefully is... there are some who are winning out there, unlike Wiggy last night. We are at Alta Strada, the restaurant. You can watch this show on Twitch every day, but certainly today you can watch this show on YouTube. Some interest in what you're wearing today, Queen.
Yes.
I saw in Twitch during the break, somebody said you look like Carmelo Anthony on draft day.
Yeah.
Somebody earlier asked if you were part of the Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation tour.
Yes, I've also seen Hillary Clinton.
What's wrong? Is it the jacket?
I would like to address, I have noticed in Twitch that it is much more shoulder paddy than I expected it to be.
Okay.
And you know what? The Carmelo Anthony, the Hillary Clinton, the Janet Jackson group, those are funny.
Okay.
If you're going to offend, at least be funny.
I love it.
Are you still wearing shoulder pads?
This is shoulder pads, yeah.
Yeah. You can take them out.
No. These are sewn.
My mother used to wear shoulder pads
in
her dresses.
Yeah, they're back.
Well, maybe I think Joe Burrow just called. He'd like to borrow that for this weekend, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Tell him to stay off your coastal grandma.
This isn't coastal grandma. This is very Western, actually, this outfit.
Snappy dresser, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Not performing as well as one might have expected. But
it's the Eminem haircut.
I was thinking about Joe Burrow the other day because there is this influencer out there who's saying that she believes when famous people dye or bleach their hair blonde, it's because they've had work done. And so they want you, if you see them, to be like, you look different. But then you're like, oh, you bleached your hair.
What would he, like a nose job?
Yeah.
Right. What would he?
I don't think.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, nobody's had more work done on their face than Tom Brady, and his hair has remained the same color.
That is true.
Yes, it has. Yeah. Thanks to Dr. Leonard. all right, let's get to the news.
All right, preparations are underway for Helene, a Category 4 hurricane, which has caused events and schooling already to be canceled in the southeastern part of the country. I'm seeing cancellations for schools in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida already this morning.
Has Boston canceled?
I'm sure that's coming. The hurricane is set to make landfall in Florida later this evening. As of 5 a.m. Eastern time this morning, Helene was 385 miles southwest of Tampa with wind speeds of 90 miles per hour, traveling north-northeast at 12 miles per hour, and is expected to intensify as it gets closer to land.
Are they telling people to leave?
I don't think we've reached that point
yet.
Right. For what I'm seeing, I'm just seeing cancellations of school. But again, I'm not the weather smoke.
Yeah, so the Gulf of Mexico is warm.
Oh, it is?
Hurricanes feed off of warm water.
Oh, do they?
They intensify,
all right,
and then it'll hit landfall, just like a million hurricanes before, but today we cover it like it's a presidential election.
I think my blackjack dealer's name was Helene.
She was
miserable.
Oh, man, I
want to define miserable.
Didn't crack a smile, didn't speak. I'm like, listen, I'm not great in math, so go slow. She's like...
Well, that's how they deal. They deal quickly.
No, go slow. Like, okay, because I'm counting. I'm like 14.
Well, you're not supposed to be counting cards.
No, I'm counting her numbers.
You're adding.
That'll get you thrown right out of here.
I'm adding the numbers. Like, so she rolls over. Like, she's got a 5 showing, and she, you know, pulls over a 7. And then I'm like, okay.
That's 12.
And then she pulls a card down. I'm like, wait a second. Slow down. What is that? That's 15? What? That's an ace? What's that? 16?
It's not the dealer's
fault. What's that? A 5? 21, huh?
Wiggy, that's not... You lost, what did you lose, $1,000?
No, 500.
Okay. Is Mrs. Wiggins listening? Because he told me it was 1,000 last night.
I never told you it was a Gino.
Okay.
I never told you that. I lost 500.
500?
Yes.
That's not the dealer's fault.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
When you're miserable, it's her fault.
Did you say anything to her?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, hey, listen, at least if you're going to take my money, put a smile on your face.
Oh, and did she smile then?
No. Oh. She just looked at me like,
Did you try to trade an 8x10 signed picture for 25
no,
more chips?
No, I was like, listen, I was, you know, I was like, you could, and I told the pit boss, I could, I said, you can at least hire somebody
that
likes coming to work every day.
Okay. It's worse than Courtney and the Bouncer.
Oh my God.
It's much worse. I was called to see.
You're a pump, but you're in the work of, like, you know, what are those people
called? The people business.
Yeah, the people business.
You're front facing.
Yeah.
Would you want a waitress wearing this beautiful restaurant? Would you want the waitress to come up and have this, like, she just, you know, she's got, like, somebody just stole her dog on this look on her face, like.
Ooh. Maybe she had a bad day.
Yeah.
Well, then, guess what? Take a flex day.
What did the pit boss say when you said, can we get a smile? Nothing?
Yeah. He was like, you have a card? I was like, no.
No, he looked at what Wiggy was wearing. He said, you really look like you're down on your luck.
Oh, God. That was a good outfit.
That was a good. I asked him where he got the T-shirt. Yeah, I want it.
It was sweatpants and a T-shirt, yeah, right?
Right.
Monochrome. Okay.
That's called the Foxwoods upscale casual.
I was Blood Gang all day yesterday representing, but I don't do that stuff.
Okay. All right. What's
the color?
What is next?
New York City Mayor Eric Adams was indicted following a federal investigation.
A sitting mayor?
Yes.
Indicted while he's mayoring.
Indeed.
Okay.
This comes after a campaign corruption investigation. The scrutiny is regarding his connection to Turkish officials and businessmen and campaign donations he received. The charges he is facing are not publicly known at this time, but Adams has previously denied any wrongdoing, and he has frequently repeated that he told members of his campaign and administration to follow the law. Here is Eric Adams.
It is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes. If so, these charges will be entirely false, based on lies. I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you, that I would be a target, and a target I became.
Okay.
Wasn't he hanging out with Diddy last year?
I think he was, yeah. I mean, Wiggy, you say this all the time. When the feds come, they don't lose.
No.
They don't lose.
The water in the streets, the feds are undefeated.
They have unlimited resources.
Yes. And when they come a-knocking.
Unlimited resources.
That is it.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man. I just got the most scary. Look at this email I literally just got.
What?
Lice.
Health notice.
Lice.
A student in James's class has lice.
You better leave immediately and go get your precious little.
If they touch his hair, those precious curls.
He has a good head of hair.
Oh my God!
This sounds like The Office, where James is the one who brought the lice in.
I'm rewatching Desperate Housewives right now for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm not rewatching, but I know it's an old show.
Right.
And season one, the twins have lice, and they get uninvited to a birthday party because the parents think that.
Yeah. Oh man,
this better not
sully his reputation.
When James doesn't get invited to a birthday party, Curtis just has his father throw a birthday party at the exact same time for James only.
Right, and I hire out a better clown.
Yes. Doesn't lice come from like dirty and not washed?
No, it's clean. It's actually people that overwash their hair.
Really?
Yes, that's a misconception that lice
did not
is
know that.
Dirty.
Right. Appreciate that.
The more you know.
Yep.
The more you wash your hair, you're gonna get lice. I did not know that.
I don't think I have lice.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay. That is a wow.
All right. What else? News.
Somerville has hired a private security team for their library. This comes after the past 3 weeks, the central library has had to be closed from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. most weekdays because at the same time school is dismissed, teens have come in and become unruly.
Unruly?
Yeah.
At the library?
Yep.
Were they not whispering?
I think that they were being a bit more than just not whispering.
Where are people going to go to get their books?
Well, that's why they're hiring the security team to deter the teens from coming in and wreaking havoc.
Okay.
Here's Neha Singh, a legislative liaison in the mayor's office on WCBB.
We are interviewing vendors to provide on-site security presence that is trained in de-escalation. Our preference is for a vendor with experience serving youth and other populations who frequent the library.
Uptalk.
Yes.
Well,
if you're an adult and you would like to protest outside of the library, and throw things at people who don't agree with your political view when it comes to the Middle East, that's fine in Somerville, but don't disrupt the library.
Right.
If you're a teenager and you're loud, please don't disrupt the library.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't know teenagers still went in the library.
Yeah.
You can go in and take the computer out of the library and bring it home, but you just can't make noise.
All right. We'll continue with the news next.
Okay.
And then at 9, it is the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow one last time this season as the Red Sox get ready to wrap it up with a final homestand this weekend. And then at 9:20, Jake Knapp, who plays on the PGA Tour, will join us here as a part of the Echo Store Invitational at Foxwoods. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox hot streak has come to an end. Last night, 6-1, a loss against the Blue Jays. The guys off tonight before welcoming the Rays to Fenway tomorrow for their final series of the regular season, if you can believe it. We'll talk with Craig Breslow coming up this morning about the Sox end of season.
I think I'm going to root for the Padres. That's my team this postseason.
Really?
I feel like I can't root for the Astros, obviously not the Yankees. Orioles are kind of, I don't know. I feel like I want to see Xander Bogaerts win a World Series for the San Diego Padres.
You were accused of an inaccurate take the other day when you suggested that the Red Sox should have paid Bogey and not paid Devers, and they said that Bogaerts has been off this season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've seen Devers. He wasn't exactly on. Yep. And the real news that about the Red Sox was told to me last night by Wiggy that Sam Kennedy was trying to prank me about something.
Really? What? What do you mean?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. That was off the record.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. No, I saw Sam, and Sam was just like at the Red Sox game, just let's have some fun with Curtis. Because he likes Curtis.
What, did he want you to, like, short sheet his bed? Or like what?
Did he give you a whoopee cushion?
Well, I didn't get into it with him, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't be like, oh, so what do you want to do? Because this was after the Cocoa Bomb? After the Cocoa Bomb. Okay. So I was kind of like...
treading lightly.
You know, I was kind of like, what's up with the Celtics?
Uh-huh. Did you ask?
And he just smiled, and then I didn't really...
Oh, he just smiled.
Really, that's a bomb.
Confirmation.
No, I didn't really ask, because I don't like to really ask.
You just said you asked.
But he didn't give me anything.
But he smiled.
He laughed.
That means that's let's report.
What's the smile mean?
Courtney, report it.
No, I'm not reporting anything.
Fenway Sports Group buying the Celtics. Right. Report it.
That's a Wiggy report.
It's really interesting. There wasn't near the animosity for Ryan Whitney that there was for Courtney Cox.
No. It really wasn't. Yeah. You're right about that.
Whitney clapped back. So, Courtney, maybe you should clap back at...
I'm not clapping back. I was told something and I went with it. And then people were like, she said she had one source today, but yesterday she said two. No, I was focused on the main source I had when I was giving my explanation, but hey.
Okay. Well, you just heard it. Wiggy bomb.
Yep.
Which actually happened last night at the DraftKings Sportsbook after 5 sliders for Wiggy.
Oh!
Place had to be evacuated. No,
I didn't mean those sliders.
Dear Lord.
I didn't mean those sliders.
All right.
I had a Wahlburger early in the day, so I wasn't really that hungry.
All right, people are having breakfast.
You did eat last night. What are you talking about?
No,
you had a dessert. You had at least
a salad.
He did order a salad.
That's what I had. I had a salad.
Yes.
I had a salad for him.
I don't know why we need to go over this, but you just said you had a Wahlburger during the day.
Yeah, early in the day.
Okay, what time did you get here?
I probably got here. It was like 2 o'clock.
Okay, you had a Wahlburger.
Yeah. And then you got the Crab Stealer fired at 3.
Yes.
Then you had a salad with us here at Alta Strada.
And that's all I ate.
Awesome calamari, by the way.
And then I had one of those little small little cups of, I don't know what it was like. It was like an apple crisp thing.
Oh. The apple crisp.
Yeah, so that was it.
Little dessert.
Olive mode.
No sliders.
All right, we got to stay on the clock, folks. Okay. Alex Cora feels like they blew it here in the second half of the season. This is as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Outside the walls here, nobody expected us to play all the way till now, you know, meaningful games. You know, our goal was to make it to the playoffs. It didn't happen, but it's a good learning experience for those kids over there. You know, obviously, it's going to be a different group next year, but for them to think that they were almost there, you know, like, I mean, at one point, it felt like we were a playoff caliber team, and then it just, you know, we missed the opportunity. Let's put it that way. You look around, you look at the teams that are fighting, you know, like, we had it right there, and we blew it.
That is the title of the Netflix series, which was filmed all season long. Almost there.
Oh.
Boston Red Sox 2020. I mean, I beg to differ. He says nobody expected us to be in it. Actually, at the, you know, prior to the All-Star break, everybody expected you to be in it. You were in it. Heading into, you know, right after 4th of July, that week after, you were in it.
Before the season, though, nobody expected them.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean, is that
why do they suck every year for the second half? Look at their August and September records. Why?
I don't know.
Ask the manager.
I don't think they have the horses or whatever.
Horses can run in the first half?
I've always said that, Curtis.
No, Wiki, you're right, bud.
I gave you Alex Cora's record in September.
Yep.
Well, you deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. Thursday Night Football tonight, we'll see the Cowboys taking on the Giants in New York. And the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 60 degrees and cloudy back home. Afternoon high, a rainy 69.
All right, rest of the news coming up next, including Florida not like the rest of us, and why you apparently should never question the jukebox song selection of another patron at a Mexican restaurant in the Anything Goes state. Rest of the news with Courtney is next.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
One of the all-time great, I would argue, emergency top five. You can let it breathe, Sean. Emergency top five sing-along bar songs in the history of music.
Really?
What do you say?
Awesome.
I mean, you got Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Yep.
John Denver.
Mr. Brightside.
What?
Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside.
By the way, alumni.
Closing Time.
All right, here we go. You got
no when to hold them. No when to fold them. No when to walk away.
Wiggy.
No when to run. All right. You made the TV movie back in the 80s.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was a starring Kenny Rogers.
That is the gambler.
As the gambler. It was a made-for-television film.
I remember it.
Well done, Wiggy.
Yep. You know what's amazing about music is it can bring you right back to a moment and everything is crystal.
Yeah.
Like, I remember BC. I mean, I was at BC sophomore year. Red Sox. Derek Lowe strikes out Terrence Long, does the jock shot. Red Sox win game five, one of the best underrated games, 2003 game five, spectacular. They then advanced to the ALCS to play the Yankees, ran down, there was like Red Sox-Yankee stuff, but that was the song we played. Right,
that's
after the game, we went down, and I could remember everything about that.
It's probably
that.
The only thing you remember from BC. Wait,
I didn't have clothes on.
All right, speaking of not having clothes on, I know we're at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational. PGA Tour player Jake Knapp will join us at 9:20. I know we have to get back to the rest of the news. However, our good friend Ty Law reached out, wants to plug something.
What?
Literally a minute. I know it's rare, but is that okay with everybody?
I mean,
I always like to hear from Ty.
Ty, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, I like the way you say that, take you back to that time. I don't know how you get that time from that song, but it is an all-time classic. But, I mean, you threw me off with that one, what it took you back to. But it was a good time. Good song. All-time great. But,
I mean, guys, are you a Kenny Rogers fan, Tyler?
No, I can't say I'm a fan of that song. I can't sit there recount a bunch of Kenny Rogers songs. I can't. I'm not going to come up there and lie to our listeners like that. You know, I'm going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's a great song right there. But, guys, I know y'all at Foxwoods. I just want to let our listeners know that Apex coming up on Sunday. We got to come hope for the best. Come watch the game at Apex in Marlboro. We're going to be getting down watching, doing a watch party. We're going to bowl. We're going to goat carts. We got to do something to pass the time.
Yeah.
In case we start getting our ass kicked. That's all. we're going to hope for the best. We're going to hope for the best. And we're going to have a good time. So come up to Apex in Marlboro, everybody. You guys should come too. Ain't nobody going to be doing nothing in New England. Ain't nobody going to be at the stadium. So come on up to Apex and hang out with me. We have some Corvus Vodka and hang out, have a good time.
Okay. So what time you get there? Like noon? Oh, that's a 4 o'clock game. Like 3?
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock. I'll get there around 3 o'clock. So we're going to stay out throughout the game. But come hang out up at Apex if you ain't doing nothing in New England. We appreciate it. Let's just cheer our Patriots on. Hopefully get us a win. We keep them in prayer so we can get us a win.
All right. Ty Law, thank you.
Good job, brother.
We'll see you in the studio, I think, next Tuesday. Am I correct about that?
He's gone.
He's gone. Okay. I think Ty said in the studio.
He did.
Yes.
He'll be back.
Tuesday next week. Of course, Monday on this show, Gerard Mayo. Probably not getting a lot of sleep after the return trip, but I think he said he plans on being on with us at Gillette on Monday morning at around 9 or so. So
love it.
And Boomer Esiason at 8 on Monday, on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
Do you think the Patriots will be favored against the Dolphins, given their current quarterback situation?
I guess it depends. If they somehow keep this game close Sunday, I guess maybe.
They have to keep it close, though.
Apparently, Shine would know this better than I. You don't even get 3 points for home field advantage anymore.
No, it's changed. Ever since COVID, really, it's kind of changed. It's more like a point and a half in most places, sometimes two, depending on the location. Like Seattle would probably get 2 to 2.5 points just because there's an actual advantage there. But when it comes to a place like New England, it's like a point and a half most times.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, listen, maybe somehow they keep it close on Sunday. Maybe Gerard Mayo's right, and Jacoby Brissett gives you the best chance of winning against the 49ers.
There's a chance.
A depleted 49ers roster.
Mm-hmm. The most talented quarterback in San Francisco, 4 o'clock, will not be on the field. I believe Drake May is more talented than Brock Purdy.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. If you gave Drake May what Brock Purdy has, he'd be a MVP.
Why the constant disrespect when it comes to Mr. Irrelevant?
I know, it's sad.
I don't understand it.
Because he's done so well.
Anybody who knows how to throw a forward pass and have success in Kyle Shanahan's offense. Look at Matt Ryan, who we all believe to be a great player. When he was with Shanahan, he was MVP.
Really good. Yeah.
He raises the quality of play at that position unlike anybody else in the NFL right now.
All right, what do we have left for news, Courtney?
Well, we're going to go back to the Brian Laundry, Gabby Petito case. We haven't talked about that in a long time, but police have released body cam footage from that case. The footage shows the police arriving at Laundry's parents' home in Florida when they were searching for Gabby Petito. Now, if you forget what this case was all about, Gabby Petito was a bit of a YouTuber. She was documenting her cross-country travel with her boyfriend, Brian.
During the pandemic. A lot of people did that. They got into a van or whatever, and they drove around the country.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this did not go well.
Correct. Yeah. She went missing. Her body was eventually found.
He killed himself, quote unquote.
Yep. But it shows Laundrie's parents not really cooperating. Here's a bit of the audio of that.
You don't want to talk to us? Okay, she's on the phone. You don't want to talk to her now?
No.
Okay, when was the last time that you saw Brian and Gabriel?
Well, Brian is here.
Brian is here?
Yeah, and that's all I'm going to say.
I mean, we talked about this a lot at the time. The parents, like...
had to have known.
And I understand it's your son, but, like, what would you do? Like, wouldn't you, even though it's your son... like, wouldn't you cooperate with the police?
Very difficult. I don't know. If it's my boys or my daughter or something.
Oh, come on, Wiggy. You're great.
I don't know.
You're a great parent. I am a great parent.
Well,
you're
I would hope that they would never do that and put me in that situation.
No, I understand that.
I remember.
After yesterday, Wiggy could not afford a good attorney.
I remember when I used to be on the radio on another station.
Jammin'?
And they tried to call.
Was it Jammin'?
No, it was.
Was it Pebbles?
Yeah, it was over there.
Okay.
And they tried to call my mother and say that they were the police and they wanted to know where I was on said night. And,
oh, and sounds like mother, a, was that like a wacky phone?
Yeah, like a wacky
a scam,
phone thing.
A jam scam?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
like I love the jam scam. Okay.
I liked those. And,
how did that go? Did
and my mother
believe?
Was like, yeah, he was right here with me all night long. Yeah, we were sitting here watching television. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I definitely, you know, we'd never want to be. But when it's your kid, it's like.
Yeah, but that is. I just feel like it's karma. Like, if you don't engage and help in that situation, because you're not going to do anything that's going to further impugn your child. You're just
right.
going to find them.
Right.
And the same thing, Koberger, the dad driving across country, 1,000%.
I don't think he knew. I don't think Koberger's dad.
You think the dad knew?
I don't think
1,000%.
Because I think they had this planned, the cross country.
Why did they take those weird roads that weren't on the highway?
But he was driving. Koberger was driving.
Right. I'm sorry. I think the father knows there's an interstate nearby. Right. Why are you taking this elusive route?
So you think the dad just suspected it or knew, like, that Koberger had told him?
I think it could have been unspoken. But everything about that trip, flying out to drive back, and the timing of it, and then there was things around the house that were missing when they got there. There was, like, no silverware or something. There is very odd behaviors.
He was throwing the trash out in the neighbor's trash bins. So, I mean, but that was after the drive. I think maybe he was acting a little bit weird on the drive.
Acting a little weird. He's a complete psycho.
Yeah, but if the dad, and I don't know much about this case. I remember it. But if the dad... If the kid never had any issues in the past that would maybe make the dad have red flags, maybe he's just unaware. You know what I mean? He's just figuring, like, we're going on this drive or whatever.
Well, he flew out to drive the car back home with them for the holidays.
Right, okay. So maybe he's just like, if there's no pattern of, like, my son has some type
violence,
of issues.
Yeah.
Violence with his ex-girl or, you know, his girl at the time or whatever. Maybe he's just like, I don't know.
Well, and this wasn't – none of the four are directly connected to Brian Koberger. So they went to two different colleges in the same area, but in the beginning it would seem that Brian Koberger has no relation to any of the four victims.
Do you think if your child is a psycho that you know it and acknowledge it?
Oh, that's a good question.
You want to get my dad on the phone?
That is a good question.
I think if you're saying, like, certified psycho, I would say yes, because there would be some type of behavior.
You're not in denial, though?
Like your house pets go missing?
Yeah, did you ever see the Jeffrey Dahmer?
House long to die in cold?
Well, no, you ever see the Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
So there might be some type of behavior there that would lead you to think, like, oh, I remember that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if he's a certified psycho.
But watching the Menendez brothers' monsters, like, does that make you nervous that your kids could kill you?
What did you think of that?
I haven't finished it.
It was good for a while. It's like six episodes.
Way too long.
You thought it was long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The scene of them killing the parents and then going back to the scene and then the phone, the 911 call.
Yeah.
It is spooky.
Well, the two of them were both psychos.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean...
And odds are, if your kids are psychotic, you are. So maybe it is more difficult for the parent to see something if they themselves are mentally ill.
Well, what was it? Was it Eric? Was Eric the one who had the girlfriend and he wanted to propose and they said, like, no, she's from the wrong type of family?
That was Lyle.
Oh, sorry. So Lyle. And then it's Halloween and Lyle and the girlfriend are there, like, handing out candy. Like, nothing happened.
Yeah. No, so, that was...
That's
that
a king-size Snickers.
That was nuts. That was absolutely nuts.
It's crazy.
All right. We should probably get to Florida, not like the rest of us, if we could.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami,
Florida.
Florida,
not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Well, a guy was killed over a dispute over a jukebox song at a Mexican restaurant in Florida.
Killed?
Killed.
What was the song?
What?
Good point. There is a witness that we will hear from.
Okay.
But the man who did the shooting has not been found.
Okay.
Jesus.
We can hear from a witness speaking to WSVN.
One of them played a song and the Rocola, and, you know, the machine Rocola, and the other guy kind of was pissed off and saw the guy and say, hey, you know, you're not Mexican, you're not real Mexican because you're playing that music, you know. Pulled his weapon and started shooting the, you know, to the other guy.
Oh.
So it was a Mexican song.
Well, it wasn't, though. That's the problem.
Or
did he play? He played a Mexican song, and he wasn't Mexican.
That's what it sounded.
So the guy played the Macarena or something. It was a major issue.
I think the song wasn't Mexican enough. I think it was kind of disrespectful. Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, was that what it was?
That's how
played,
I took it.
Should have played Tequila.
That might have been the one that he played. That the one that
I would think maybe something by like Los Lobos.
Yes.
Right.
Great band. Great band.
That would be like, you know, this is
what about Despacito.
Oh, yeah, that's Despacito. The Bieber version.
Yeah, but you can't play the Justin Bieber version because you're going to get shot. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Bieber's in right now,
jeez,
though.
Can I just give a warning to end the news?
Yes.
Because this is a follow-up from yesterday.
Yes.
Or 2 days ago. We talked about the Joro spiders,
yes,
the flying Joro spiders.
Yes.
Have been spotted in Boston.
They've arrived?
Yep, they have arrived.
Oh, my God.
That didn't take long.
Where are they?
It was discovered. One was discovered by the State House on Mount Vernon Street. And reminder, we said it the other day, but they seem to be harmless. They feed on stink bugs, moths, beetles, mosquitoes, flies.
But they are giant flying spiders.
Correct. Yeah. And they're like neon.
Just to be clear, we have now witnessed the arrival of giant flying spiders.
The size of your palm.
Yeah, the size of your palm.
Yes.
That's a big ass spider.
No, thank
you. No way.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Can we please find some pesticide?
No. No, thank
you. Very spooky.
Yeah. All right. And so at least one here.
At least one.
Did somebody get like a giant fly swatter and like, or a giant shoe and like step on them?
Well, I wonder, like did the person who spotted it kill?
I hope so.
I'm just shocked there was anybody at the State House.
All right. We're at Foxwoods. We're at Alta Strada, the great Michael Schlau restaurant. And we are here for the Echo Store Invitational.
Do you want to ask Craig?
Yeah, you guys can applaud. What the heck? Thank you.
Do you want to ask Craig Breslow about the flying Joro spider?
Yes, we can. Yes. Well, so we're going to get to the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow. And then after that, we'll be joined here at Echo Store by Jake Knapp, who was on the PGA Tour. So that is all coming up on today's Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. We are at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational, and we're at Alta Strada, the restaurant. Before we get to Craig Breslow and the front office report this week, final one of the Red Sox season, Sales Smoke is here. Krista.
Hi, guys.
WEEI Sales Smoke with WEEI Weather Smoke. Chris Curtis.
A lot of heat.
been a while.
Sales Smoke was telling me last night that you have you heard the argument between Curtis and Wiggy about Joe Mazzulla. You are a huge Celtics fan.
Yes.
You are on which team on this?
So I agree with Curtis on this one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, really, Wiggy. She knows nothing about basketball.
Another
all right.
Another W.
Wiggy, let's play 1-on-1.
I'm not good at basketball.
That is true.
I just watch it.
Joe Mazzulla is a good coach, but anybody could coach this roster to an NBA championship, as Curtis said yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I got to give him a little credit because, you know, obviously he comes on a year and a half later, wins a title, right? And I think last year, you know, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown had a little bit of trouble playing with each other. And I think he brought the unity together and, like, had, you know, a good perspective.
So he got them to come together and play well together and win a championship, correct?
I agree. It's
on the coach. Why wasn't Ime Brad able to do that?
Because
the team was much better with him.
Ime was a little busy.
Yeah, but you can multitask. A lot of people multitask.
Using your logic, Wiggy, why did Mazzulla not reach the finals with the same roster that Ime took to the finals?
Well, because I think he was thrown into his first year, and it took him it's not an excuse, and it took him a second for them to see his coaching style and them to kind of buy into it. And then Jason Tatum gets hurt in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, they lost the first three, which kind of...
Yeah, Jason Tatum was not playing well at all anyways.
Yeah, but he gets hurt in Game 6.
Yeah, thank God he got hurt, to be honest.
Yeah, but don't you think that that's Joe Mazzulla who got him to...
Yes. So this is kind of a conversation Wiggy and I had a while ago. Wiggy claims he doesn't remember it.
He doesn't remember much.
Because I was right.
What was the conversation?
So I called in, and you go, I don't even think salespeople could call in, but I did. Okay. I was on my way to the office, and I go, I need to call in. My whole point is fundamental basketball, and I think Joe Mazzulla has brought that to the table, which is great. I think fundamental basketball, you got a deep bench. That is always going to overplay two superstars on the team. So, yeah, you got Jaylen Brown, but you got Jason Tatum, but I think we had a deep bench. We got Porzingis this year. I know he's like prone to injury.
The others.
We got Derek White who showed up, and then he goes on the USA team. You know what I mean? We had a very deep bench this year. Clearly the reason we won the title.
Yeah. Well,
the Shoba Regional, a very deep bench
as
well.
It was deeper after I sat on it. Yes. Yeah.
So deep, who's a better coach?
I mean, I don't...
In the NBA.
I don't know enough about Ime, but I do know that Mazzulla won the title. I don't know.
No. Who's a better coach in the NBA than
Currently
Mazzulla right
NBA-wise.
I would say Eric Spoelstra.
No. I would disagree with you on that.
He won championships.
He won championship with the Dream Team, the best team ever.
Right, that's what I said. And then he took a inferior team past your prodigy, Joe Mazzulla.
Well, and that was year, 16 where he did that? Joe Mazzulla was thrown in into his first year as a coach?
Well, but we're talking about better coach. There's certain people that are coaches now that have more experience. Maybe Mazzulla will be the best.
Well, we're talking about right now, Mazzulla's the best coach in the NBA, and it's hands down, there's not another guy better than him.
Let's say today Joe Mazzulla leaves and they bring in Stan Van Gundy. Who's the champion? Who's the overwhelming favorite to win the championship this year?
Still the Celtics.
Yeah, okay. still the Celtics.
I rest my case.
But that doesn't mean they win.
Of course.
No, it doesn't.
Of course it doesn't. Nothing's guaranteed in life.
Except Joe, being wrong. If Joe Mazzulla goes to Dallas, goes to Phoenix, goes to Denver, goes to Milwaukee, those teams all win championships with Joe Mazzulla.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
You think if Joe Mazzulla is the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks,
win a chip.
And Mike Budenholzer is the head coach of the Celtics, you believe Jason Tatum loses to the Bucks?
Because I think Joe...
No.
Yes.
What a shot at Tatum.
But Curtis, if you're saying this team right now, any coach could come in and they'd win, that's thanks to Joe Mazzulla who got them there.
No, it's thanks to getting rid of the abscess tooth Marcus
Smart.
No,
it's Joe Mazzulla who got all of them there on the same page to be able to play together. That is why
But
any
thing
coach
that's so weird
in.
Is that Wiggy and I agreed on this. We talked at length about how Marcus Smart allowed
It
wasn't Joe Mazzulla.
No,
it was the absence of Marcus Smart.
So it's really Brad Stevens.
Yes.
And Mr. Wick. But what happened was, I agree that the absence of Marcus Smart was a big part of their success. But the other part of that was those guys buying into what Joe Mazzulla was preaching. Mm. You heard Jason Tatum say, Joe Mazzulla came to Paris to talk to me.
Right. He probably had air miles.
So what that tells me is Mazzulla has the pulse of that locker room and knows how to program these guys in each and every individual way that they need to be programmed to get the best out of those players.
If he's in Milwaukee,
he does the same thing with Dame Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
These shots at Tatum are brutal. If the Celtics had this roster healthy – and they went to the NBA Finals, you could give the Bucks Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Lenny Wilkins, and Joe Mazzulla as their coaching staff,
Curtis,
and they lose in five.
Curtis, every NBA analyst and expert said after the championship, the only reason why the Celtics won is because the road was easy. So if the Milwaukee Bucks were healthy, people would have picked the Bucks to beat the Celtics.
Well, I don't know what that has to do
because
with anything.
You just said that this roster could beat anybody. But people
led the Eastern Conference by 14 games.
Right.
And they lost three playoffs.
What was the big narrative after the championship?
It was an easy road.
Clearly, people didn't think the Celtics team was that. Well, they thought they were good, but they didn't think they were the best team because they weren't giving them credit.
If you remove Mazzulla and add average coach Billy, they're still the overwhelming favorite to win it all.
You had great coaches, and Sales Smoke just said it. And Ime, and you couldn't win a chip with Ime, and you had Brad, and you couldn't win a chip with Brad.
Ime never coached this team, getting them shorter of the NBA
and
final.
And those guys were good coaches, right?
Let me chime in. How do you think the locker room talk went last year, Wiggy, where they were like, crap, we lost the title. you know, maybe we need to switch things up. Do you think Mazzulla had a talk in that? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think the players come together, and that's the real
Mazzulla had nothing to do
that
with
that is
it,
the real locker room
okay.
talk.
Yeah. Did you see the finals?
Yes,
no. Did you see the finals?
Yes.
What was the biggest thing?
Which one?
This year's finals.
Yeah.
What was the biggest thing that every player to a man was saying after the finals? Who were they crediting?
Jaylen Brown.
No. Yeah. Joe Mazzulla.
I think Wiggy was calling him the alpha.
Joe Mazzulla.
I'm sorry. Jaylen Brown. No, I was crediting.
No. I'm talking about those players.
Literally nobody was like, this was for Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
It never happened.
No.
Where were you?
Anyway. Listen,
a lot of people said that. Actually.
I don't know.
It's
for Joe.
Everybody said it's for Joe.
All right. I did have a couple beers. I apologize.
It's fine. All right. It'll be decided. Listen, training camp begins tomorrow, so they're after that repeat.
Yeah.
Before Krista goes,
yes.
Twitch is asking if you maybe would be interested in being our next dating game person.
Oh. Blind dating game?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
How do they know I'm single? Like, that's embarrassing.
Oh, that is true.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
I don't want to assume.
I am single.
You
yes.
are?
Yes. Oh. But you know what?
Would you date a listener?
Worm.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I like Neil.
Oh, don't we all?
I feel like Neil.
He's taken, though.
It's amazing. She's the opposite of Greg.
He's taken. Neil happily married. Anyways.
Well, we double dip it. Her and Johnny Bot, we bring in
$8.59.
All right, so maybe you'll consider it.
Courtney, we'll talk.
Okay.
All right.
We'll okay.
Don't talk to Courtney because you
and
won't
by the way,
love.
Just.
Jeez.
What do you mean? I need a Santo in my life.
Courtney will say, he is unbelievable.
He doesn't get enough respect.
With the most boring dude for you to go on a date with, like she did her friend last time.
Well, you know what? Maybe present me with, like, four bachelors.
It's blind, though.
Yeah. Oh,
it is
you're blind. Blindfolded.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Should someone just, like, submit me for Love is Blind, then?
Maybe.
Well, New England, maybe. Love is Blind, coming to us?
Listen.
Anyway.
This is business.
You're right. Joe Mazzulla.
You are ready and willing to work with any potential partner to partner with us on
small
this radio.
Small business to big business. You guys advertise with me. I'll take care of you.
Yeah, you're the best.
Yep.
How do they reach you?
You'll find LinkedIn.
LinkedIn?
Krista.
Yeah.
And then Lucchetti. Lucchetti. I'm the only Krista out there right now.
Business only on LinkedIn. People who are trolling for chicks or guys LinkedIn. It's not the place for that. I get hit on so much on LinkedIn. It's for business only.
It is kind of crazy. I do get guys sliding in my LinkedIn DMs.
That is so weird.
Business only.
It's weird.
Okay, but listen, we're open for business. So you want to advertise? You want to present Courtney's news? You want to be a part of what is happening here? Reach out to Krista. She'll take great care of you like she does Echo Store.
Yes. And that's that good point because I do want to shout out Echo Store. Thank you so much for having us. This is year two.
Yeah.
We will be coming back every year. And that's my way of upselling, obviously.
All right. So. Awesome. Great. Yeah. Give yourselves a round of applause. It's a golf day here at Foxwoods. All right. We're back with the Red Sox front office report and Craig Breslow next.